Okay. So I just want to say again that today's session includes ideas from pain reprocessing therapy, as well as many of the usual ways I guide thinking and awareness in constructive rest. My personal daily constructive rest practice ended up being a time when I would regularly work with the pain reprocessing ideas, and it felt to me like a very good pairing, very complementary. So the ideas are designed to help with chronic pain. As I said, I found them extremely helpful. I'm not a pain reprocessing therapist, but this will give you a taste of how I use the ideas in the context of my own Alexander technique practice and constructive rest practice. If you're experiencing mild to moderate pain today, what you might call tolerable pain, you can use these ideas to work with it. If you are experiencing more severe or acute pain, I'm very sorry. And I'd really suggest you more just listen, but not actively engage with your pain. Kind of just let the ideas wash over you. But you can then wait for a time when the pain is more manageable to work with it directly. And if you're not experiencing any pain or discomfort, that's wonderful. So you can also just kind of listen. You could perhaps imagine a familiar pain and work with it imaginatively. As always, everything suggested is just that, a suggestion, an invitation. It is not an expectation or a have to. So please do what feels right for you and your body and your nervous system. And so let's begin. Now I'm going to begin by offering you a few phrases or thoughts that you can just try out and see if you particularly like or are interested by any of them. I am free to be here now. I am here. I am free to be gentle with myself. I am free to feel whatever I feel and meet that with kindness and acceptance. I am free to be exactly as I am right now. I am free to simply notice. I am free to be aware. I am free. So we're taking a little time to be a little bit more in the realm of being and doing. So right here, right now, I invite you to get in touch with right here, right now by noticing the contact that you are making with the surface that is supporting you. So, if you're lying down in the kind of traditional manner, you could notice the floor, the ground under your feet, or maybe your legs resting over a support. You can notice your contact of your back, particularly your low back and the back of your shoulder blades with the floor beneath you. The back of your arms, elbows, the back of your head on its support. So, really just take time to notice that and to Acknowledge that you are physically supported, you're being held by the ground. And you could think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. From there, I invite you to expand your awareness out to include the space that is around you. You can know that the space above you and below you, the space to either side of you, the space in front of you and behind you, and in every other possible direction. And you can have a sense of yourself supported by the ground and surrounded by this space. And you can think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. And in this space, you can become aware for a moment of your breathing, of the breaths coming and going, the air moving in and out through your nose, the ongoing gentle wave-like motion of the movement of your breath in your body. There's nothing that you need to try and change about it, just to notice it for a moment. And in this space, I invite you to do a little scan of yourself and see what you notice. What is most prominent in your awareness? What places really stick out to you? So I invite you to, and encourage you to accept and acknowledge anything that you notice. And if you are noticing some pain or discomfort, whether that's mental or physical, can you meet that with just awareness and kindness? And if there's anything that you can do by moving or rearranging yourself or anything around you that would make you more comfortable, you can do that too. So aside from that, within yourself, know that there is nothing that you have to change or do or fix right now. You don't have to try and get rid of any pain or discomfort. You don't have to ignore it. But you can notice it. You can notice these sensations. And remind yourself that it is safe for you to feel whatever you're feeling, whether that's physical or emotional. And see if you can just observe it for a moment without trying to do anything about it. And we'll come back to this again soon. So now shift your awareness to maybe see a more whole picture of yourself. So not only these places that are standing out to you that are maybe shouting a little bit or a lot. So what do you notice in addition to these places of pain and discomfort? What else is going on in you? I invite you to get curious about other places in your body, those that feel a little bit better than what you first noticed, a little less tense, a little less tight, a little less painful, a little less uncomfortable. The places that aren't bothering you or that are not bothering you as much. So let's call these places places of ease. I invite you to notice these places of ease. You could even name and note two or three of them for yourself. And get curious about it. Ask yourself, where is there a little bit of ease? Where do I notice just a tiny bit of easing? Where seems to be even easing just a tiny, tiny little bit? And you can think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. I am free to notice ease anywhere that it shows up in my body. I'm free to notice anywhere that it shows up in my mind, in my environment. I am free to notice ease. So you may notice that this gentle invitation to notice ease can encourage a release of excess tension, even just the tiniest little bit. And that's a physical, literal letting go of what we don't need. And it's kind of, we're more open to what is there when we're in a little bit more easeful state. And this helps as being a, perhaps a more integrated place. So now come back briefly to noticing your support from the ground beneath you. Know that you are supported physically, and you can have a gentle awareness of the space around you also supporting you. You kind of have a spacious cushion or bubble of support around you, and that you're inviting this kind of layer or possibility of ease within you as your breath gently moves in and out. So from here, from this place, let's now return to noticing any painful sensations that you might be having right now. See if you can observe them lightly with just a gentle curiosity. Can you just gently investigate them a little bit? Get curious and ask yourself what you notice about them. How would you describe these sensations? How would you identify them? So, some words to just kind of help you have some examples, some words that I might use depending on what the sensation is like are things like pressure, sharp, dull, dense, light, tingling. You can also have more imaginative rather than literal descriptions, especially if that's something that you're drawn to, that can include colors or images. So whatever comes to mind for you. So I'm going to just pause and give you a little time to work with this a little bit, just identifying and describing non-judgmentally these sensations that you're experiencing. Just reflect on what you notice and remind yourself that you don't have to try and get rid of the sensations because these are safe sensations. They might not be pleasant, but they are safe. So just observe how they change as you track them, never staying exactly the same from moment to moment. Sometimes the changes are barely discernible, if at all. And sometimes the changes can be quite pronounced. However they are, whatever they do, and however they change, it is just fine because these are safe sensations. I invite you to think to yourself, I am free to notice these sensations. I am free to be curious about them and explore them. I'm free to gently investigate and identify them. I'm free to simply watch, observe, and be with them. They are safe sensations. I don't have to try and get rid of them because these are safe sensations. If they grow or spread, move or shift in any way, that's all absolutely okay because these are safe sensations. If they become more concentrated or diffuse or dispersed, these are all okay too. It's absolutely fine because these are safe sensations. If they get bigger or they get smaller, either one is just fine because these are safe sensations. If they get weaker or stronger, either one of those just fine too because these are safe sensations. If they change in intensity, in quantity, in quality, in location, or in any other way we haven't thought of, it is all absolutely okay because these are safe sensations. They are free to be as they are. I am free to be as I am. They are safe sensations. It is safe for me to feel all my feelings, mental and physical. I am free to feel all my feelings, mental and physical. I don't have to change or fix or do anything. I am free to be me. So now, just briefly come back again to noticing your contact with the floor or whatever is beneath you, supporting you. And you can notice if that contact has changed in any way since the beginning of this session. It's just something to notice. And you can think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. And from there, once again, expand your awareness out to be aware of the space that is all around you. And you can think, I'm free to be aware of the space all around me. Notice one more time your breath moving through you. You can notice if that has changed in quality since the beginning of today's session. And you can think, my breathing is free. And so, as we finish up, once again, let's think. I am free to receive the support of the ground. I am free to be aware of the space around me. I am free to feel all my feelings, mental and physical. I am free to notice all my sensations. I don't have to do or change or fix anything. I am free to notice ease. I am free to be me. I am free to be. I am free.